You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome to the Taking a Walk podcast. This is Buzz Knight. Follow us at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, the Podcast Playground, or wherever you get your podcast. And leave us a review, just like David Myers did on Apple Podcasts. He said, "Great podcast, easy to listen to. The host is having a good time. You will too." I love it, David. Thank you. Today, our guest is Brooklyn Sedano, an actress and director. She's been in TV shows like Cruel Summer, Taken, and Ballers. She's the daughter of Donna Summer, and she's just directed a new documentary called Love to You, Donna Summer, on HBO. We'll join Brooklyn Sedano next on Taking a Walk. Hello, Brooklyn.
Hi, Buzz. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you for being on Taking a Walk, albeit virtually, but thank you for being here.
No, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Congratulations on the documentary. Tell us about the process that led to the creation of it.
Well, you know, it started about 7 years ago from the very beginning. And, you know, I went to my father, was like, you know, there's so much I think that people don't really know about my mom. And I had just become a mother and was processing her not being there and, you know, having people come up and share their stories. And I just felt like there was a really great opportunity to have a film that really was reflective of her in all of her facets, not just the persona that people, you know, the icon, the buzzwords that people kind of gravitate towards. But she really was an artist and a really complex woman. And I felt like it was really important for the world to be able to see that.
Well, your mother was a trailblazer, really, in the music industry. What's her legacy, and, you know, how do you hope to continue to showcase her work?
Well, I think this film is one of the ways we are able to really move her legacy forward and allow people to really, in knowing who she really was as an artist, I think there's a deeper level of understanding, of respect for what her contributions to music, to culture, electronic dance music was created with her, Pete Bellotti and Giorgio Moroder with I Feel Love. Electronic dance music is pop music these days. And so I think that her legacy continues to move forward through the music formats and, style and fashion. And I think this film is just kind of bringing awareness to all of that.
Well, you come from a family with a rich musical legacy.
How was it growing up around music, and how did it influence your career and your artistic purpose?
Well, my sister Amanda says in the film, it was like living in a musical. You know, everything in our family was about creation. My dad, Bruce Sudano, is a songwriter and a singer and artist himself. And my mother would paint. And so, you know, everything was a creative endeavor. And so that's how my sisters and I, we all live our lives in some kind of creative way. And so I think it's, for us, been very rich and just felt normal that we would try to always be in this mode of creativity and see the world, even in the small minutia of it, as something wonderful and to be expressed. And so, you know, I think I count it as a great blessing to have had that and to be able to use that foundation in my own life. I mean, we're just in the family business, basically.
Well, your mom's music, it was a bit of a paradox in that, you know, she was kind of the first lady of love, but yet, you know, her religious beliefs as well were in conflict with it. Can you talk about that?
Yes, you know, I think my mom had this very strong calling. I mean, she would speak about it often, that she felt that she heard the audible voice of God tell her, you have a gift, use it well, you know, you're going to be famous. So from a very early age, she felt this very strong spiritual calling. And I think the way that it happened wasn't how she anticipated. And so, but she also realized that this was her door in, and so she was going to take it. So I do think that there was always kind of this rub of how to, you know, make these things work together. At her core, she was always, you know, spiritually connected to God. But, you know, she was living out in the world and doing all of these different things. And so, you know, that was a bit of a rub, you know. I mean, it was definitely sometimes hard for her family to go to church or, you know, to reconcile just kind of how sexual and secular the music was to what she was kind of coming out of.
What was it like for you pouring through her archives?
It was like finding a treasure chest. It was such a blessing to be able to, you know, my mom was an early adopter on technology. So she had a video camera out on the road and doing these backstage skits with her bandmates in the 1970s, and that wasn't typical, you know, for an artist. So a lot of the film is really her behind the camera. So in many ways, she's a cinematographer and sometimes the director of the film. And so it was just finding like a gold box of treasure to be able to go through and see all of these things as they were happening in the moment. It was really a blessing to be able to do that.
During that period, I think it's fair to say Boston and the area was, you know, there was a lot of racism. Can you talk about that perspective and how I think your mom looked at that?
You know, I think my mother viewed it. It was something that, yes, everybody was having to kind of navigate at that time. But my mom was also a risk taker, a box breaker. You know, she was in a band called The Crow, which was a psychedelic rock band at the age of like 16 or 17. And it was an all-white band. And she was the lead singer, The Crow, as a black woman. So it was something that she was wishing, you know, willing to push the boundaries on. But I do think that her moving out of Boston at that time was because of some of the dynamics and things that were going on. And she moved to New York, which is where she was able to, you know, get into the scene there and the art scene and the singer-songwriter hippie kind of vibes that was going on there, which launched her then into Hair, which brought her to Germany. So, you know, I think her way to deal with it was to just push through and to not let that stop her. And, you know, that was her nature, was to just break beyond the boundaries.
Does it blow your mind thinking that she really kicked off the disco era?
You know, I think that's one of the things that I most appreciate about her after having done this project was really understanding all that she did, all that she recorded and performed and did the press for during that time. It's incredible that I'm amazed at how much she was able to do and accomplish, as well as juggling being a mother at that time. It is. She did what she said she was going to do, and that's really amazing to be able to be a part of that legacy.
You've had success as an actress and a singer. How do you balance those two careers, and do you find that one sort of informs the other in a certain way?
You know, for me, I feel like they're all, even with directing this film, it's all storytelling. And it's just different. It's just a different way of telling a story. It's a different way of owning a character or a persona, and it's using the storytelling to communicate with people, some emotion or feeling or event. And so, for me, it's really just about storytelling. And are you connecting with the audience, and how you do that? You know, for me, my singing has really happened through being an actress. I, you know, that's really where I've been able to perform as a singer mostly in my career. And so to be able to kind of connect all of those things has always been a fun thing to do. I always, you know, raise my hand when somebody's asking. I'm like, I'll do it. Because it's such a natural part of my life, music. And so to be able to weave that in, I always jump at that chance.
What philanthropic causes were important to your mom, and which ones are important to you?
Oh, wow. You know, my mom always gave to the Salvation Army and would do things for the Salvation Army, because when she was growing up, she would go to their camps and things in Boston. You know, the gay men's health crisis. She was, you know, did many shows for them, Elton John's AIDS Foundation. You know, she really, my mother was a giver by nature. So whether it was a nonprofit or the person on the side of the street that needed a hand, she would be the one to do it. No questions asked. And so my mom's legacy of giving is something that I think is very important to me and my family. And so, you know, we try to partake and do all of those things in our daily lives. But there's a lot, I mean, there's a lot of charities that I am a part of and try to give to. Mostly for me, it's like Mother and Children. There's like Alexandra House in Los Angeles and you know, different things like that. So I try to follow my mom's footsteps when it comes to those kind of things.
You've been around the entertainment business for a long time. How has the industry evolved? What changes do you sort of notice?
You know, unfortunately, what I've noticed is that it's much harder and harder to make a living for most artists. And I think that, you know, there's a lot of people that are able to create, but sometimes it is harder to, you know, you can get it out there. There's just so much content, but it also is also harder to make a living creating that content these days. And so that's been a little bit tricky. Obviously, there's a writer strike going on in Hollywood, and the DGA and the SAG-AFTRA also have their conversations. I mean, this is very much talking shop. But, you know, I do think that it is becoming a little too unequal, and that we have to reset. We have to reset the system, because artists are not going to be able to live off their art. And so we're going to miss out on some great art as a result of that, because people are not going to be able to sustain themselves doing it anymore.
What does it feel like when you hear your mom's music on the radio to this day? Can you describe that feeling?
Well, for me, it's always a little bit of a wink, like, hi, I'm here. You know, I was getting on a plane recently, and as I was boarding the plane, Hot Stuff came on, and I was just like, okay, hi, Mom. So for me, it's just an acknowledgement that she's still with me.
That's so sweet. What would your mom think of this project?
You know, I think she would be really proud. Growing up, my mom would always tease me and call me the reporter, and which I didn't like that title because I would come home and I would share everything that happened in the day. And, you know, it was my a little bit of a journalistic streak in me. So I think she would just get a kick out of the fact that my first big film report basically would be on her. And so, you know, I definitely feel like I've been able to move her story forward in a way that she wasn't able to. And so I think she would be proud about that.
Is there one thing you learned with this project that you didn't know about your mom?
You know, I think it just enhanced what I knew about her. And like what I said earlier, I think, you know, I have a deep appreciation for the sacrifices she made to be successful. And, you know, and there were sometimes ramifications for that. You know, my older sister Mimi had to live with my grandparents and was away from my mom. And you know, that affected her life in a different way than it affected my sister Amanda and I's life, because we had more of my mom because she was at a different point of her career at that point. So I think I have a deeper appreciation for the sacrifice. And that the sacrifices, I should say, that she had to make in order to live out her calling and live out her dream.
Well, you have a glow about you about this project, obviously, and I want to congratulate you on the documentary. Love to love you,
thank
Donna
you so
Summer.
Much.
Brooklyn, thank you for being on.
Thank you, thank you. Have a great day.
Taking a Walk with Buzz Knight is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch, so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.